to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hello, Renee. Welcome
Hi.
Back.
I think you forgot to do that intro on our last one.
Oh, did I?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, didn't realise. How you been anyway?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very good, very good. Even though we've spoken all day, I just wanted to, as part of the podcast, we'll say, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, man. So, yeah, so, you know, Renee and myself, we decided to do back-to-back episodes.
I don't think we're meant to tell
the audience. I'll tell the audience, okay. Anyways, it is what it is. but, yeah, so, Ren, what's been going on in your world? What, anything new? Exciting? Anything you're looking forward to this year, I should
you
say.
You know what? Something, and I like talking about this to people as well, like getting out of a funk or feeling a bit low or a bit down. I think enrolling yourself in a manifestation course or like a self-help course, as well as writing a list of things that you can get towards the month or things that you've been looking forward to just to treat yourself and to look forward to as well.
Yeah. What are things that you look forward to more so than anything? Like,
I don't know. I think working out and learning more about self-development, always trying to improve on yourself, I guess.
All right. Say you're looking at your calendar and it's a month of... Well, in February now, let's say it's the month of March. What are some things you're looking forward to in March?
I've got Aiden's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's his birthday in March.
Which I can't go to this go-karting thing because I'm working. I'm missing out on my sister's engagement party, which is this month. So, look, it's a bit...
Congratulations to your sister, Amanda. Congratulations if you listen to this episode. Congratulations.
I mean, I shouldn't be saying thank you.
I'll say thank you.
I'll say thank you.
It's not your wedding. I mean, Aiden hasn't proposed just yet.
I bought the bouquet and then 2 days later my sister was proposed to, so.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. Actually, yeah, that's good.
But who knows? I might be
Can I ask you something? I know it's on a podcast and I'm not sure if your boyfriend listens to my podcast.
We should interview him.
Yeah, we should. We should. But I did want to ask you. Do you think, well, you don't know, I'm not, do you think he will propose to you this year? Do you have a feeling he will?
I think towards the end of the year,
has he given you any hints?
A little bit, well, but I'm not one to be like, oh, I want to be proposed to, like, he knows I do, and I do it slightly, so... You can see my vision board right there. So after, like, at the start of the year, if people our listeners are unaware, I did a vision board, and we can do a whole podcast on vision boarding and breaking it down to make it easier. But after I completed the vision board, I said to Aiden, have a look. And without saying anything, slight hints is a ring. I'm like, what do you think? He's like, oh, okay. And then walked away, but it's not like me going, like, blurting it out.
Yeah.
It's like subtle, like, hey, look at my...
So you kind of hinted to him that, hey, you got to propose to me, sort of thing.
But without saying it.
You said it without saying it.
Yeah.
Well, he saw... Well, honestly, I'm looking at your vision board now. That's a pretty big photo of a engagement ring there, so he wouldn't have missed that at all.
You got a hammock there. I like a hammock. Nice neutral nails. I think that's very in for 23. Us podcasting. Yeah.
I can see on your vision board an Emmy Award. Are you going to LA or something? Are you going to become an actor or something?
No, that symbolizes me winning something. So I don't know what that is. Last year I won a bike. So I manifested that, like I sat on the back and wrote it saying, I'm going to win this. And out of all members at the gym, I won that bike.
Well, how did you win that bike at the gym?
Referring people to the gym. And then they put so my name was once in this hat of like heaps of people. They pulled my name out.
Oh, and then it just picked you.
But before my name was pulled out, I'd be on the bike taking a photo, putting it on my Instagram stories and things like that. So I was really playing that energy off.
Yeah.
Can we have one podcast without phones?
On the last episode, your phone went off. And now it's my phone. But that's pretty cool. Like, you sitting on that bike at the gym, manifesting that you're going to win that bike, and it just so happens your name gets pulled out of a hat,
mm-hmm.
and you ended up winning that bike. Mm-hmm. So, shows that manifestation does work sometimes.
Do you like my vision board?
Yeah.
What stands out to you the most?
Well, I like the 111 love heart.
Yeah.
That stands out to me because... I don't think I've told our audience this, but for Renee's birthday, I got her a 111 necklace.
Yeah, because I kept on seeing that number. Because
Renee saw that number everywhere she went. She saw it while she was in her car, and there was a number plate in front of her that said 111. You saw it on street signs. You saw it on... Where else did you see it?
Just everywhere. On cars.
On cars, on buildings. On buildings. So I was like, okay. What does 111 represent again? Tell the audience.
It's like new beginnings. You're on the right path. Trust your intuition. It's a good positive number for me to see. Like, I feel good when I see it. So
that's why I thought, you know, I saw this necklace online that said 111, and I thought it was a perfect gift to give friend. Because, yeah, it's just, I feel like I'm sort of spiritual in a way. I feel like it represents good things, and I feel like if Renee wears the 111 necklace, it brings nothing but positive.
So when I actually took the necklace off, I got bad luck.
Yeah, like, well, you had a flat tire. It was actually literally the morning Renee took off the 111 necklace.
No joke.
She had a flat tire on the way to work.
Yeah.
Like,
and
literally.
And then got locked out of the parking lot to get to work. Someone almost cut me off and ran into my car.
And that was all on the same day.
Yeah.
Fuck. So and then you're like,
I had a meltdown about something else
at work related.
Yeah. So
that goes to show you're never going to take off that necklace again.
No, I don't want any bad juju. I don't know what you've done, but it's not coming off. I'm sorry, but it needs to stay on.
Stay on, yeah.
Even though it's not part of uniform, so I'm not too quite sure what I'm gonna, how I'm gonna.
Do you cover it up at work?
I tried to, yeah. I wear this lanyard thing around my neck, so I need to try and hide it underneath that.
I don't think anyone would comment.
No. I get grooming checks.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
No, what's that? No, like what?
They've got a checklist.
What, so people will, like, look at you?
Managers, yeah.
Managers will look at you and just look at your uniform and just check off everything.
Tick. If you're wearing, like, yeah, I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to get into it, but I'm not.
Okay, yeah, anyway, yeah. We won't talk about it. No.
Yeah. What else were we?
Yes. So
the main subject.
The main, geez, we got an off topic. Okay.
Yeah,
didn't we? All right, so for today's topic of discussion, we were going to speak about, was it love? Love, I think. About being single, being in relationships, was it?
No. It was about, a little bit. Like, being single. I'm personally not single, but you have been single for a while. And
I've been single for far too long.
I've had people around me that have been single, and they feel like dating and online dating is so draining. Do you find that personally, Daniel, and how to tackle that? Do you have any tips?
Yeah, like, because, look, I'm on Bumble, I'm on Tinder. I just feel like online dating, I don't know, like, I feel like people are on there for the wrong reasons. I don't feel like anyone's on it to find a serious relationship. I think people either just want a fling or just want, you know, I don't know. Like, I just feel like online dating, I just feel like people are not on there for the right reasons. That's all I can put it down to. Well, what do you think? Because I remember once when you were single, you were on there.
There was only one app that truly works for me, and one app only.
Was it Bumble?
That is correct.
Can I tell you guys something?
I would love to work for Bumble, please. I think that's my calling.
Like, you know, I'm honestly amazed because I've used Bumble for quite a bit. And I've got, like, probably the whole time I've used Bumble, which is a year and a half, 18 matches altogether, I would say.
Girls are fussy.
Then you went on Bumble for, like, literally a day.
No, and you
sent me a screenshot and you got, like, 60 matches. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you revealing all my secret stuff? You're, like, pulling all the covers and layers off right now.
Like, it's not you in general. Like, I just feel like for women, it's easier to pick up than guys.
Any women or just...
I feel like in general, yeah. We're
shocked. I'm like, oh, look, another one. Ding, 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 ding.
Honestly, 60 match. I'm not even joking. Like, 60.
Were you so jealous?
60. I was. I'm not going to lie. But 60 matches in the first day. I'm like, what the fuck?
I think it went up to 70.
And you weren't even swiping that much.
No.
You just happened to have a bunch of people that...
I was a little buzzing bee.
you were. No, but I think that's in general. Like, don't you think? Do you reckon if any woman went on Bumble, they'll get heaps of matches compared to guys?
I
feel like that is the case. Like, most of the time.
Possibly.
Most of the time, I feel like that's the case.
Okay, so what do you find most draining about online dating?
What I find most draining... I'm not going to lie. I think waiting for their reply.
Oh, there's nothing worse when you've been chatting for a while as well.
Yeah.
And they've left you on read.
Yeah, like...
You're like, you start analysing, about yourself, and you ask questions about yourself, and you get insecure, and then you get anxiety and anxious. You know what I used to do, guys? I used to get my phone and just chuck it on the other side of the room and just walk away and start doing something else. Because it's really easy to fall in that... frame mind on going analyzing yourself, or is there something wrong with me, when really it's actually a reflection on them, or they're probably talking to 50 plus women.
That's what I feel like.
80% of the time. I know it sucks to say this, but you're competing against
five of people
minimum heaps on the side.
Exactly. And it's harder for guys because you're talking to this one chick, and for all you know, she could be speaking to 15 other guys at the same time as well as you. So you're competing with 15 other guys.
Girls don't like to do that. Girls, like, if they like someone's energy and probably two guys max, speaking on behalf, not...
Well, yeah, you could be right on that sense. Yeah. I'm just trying to guess, you know. But
ways to protect your energy during online dating will probably... Like, we're no experts or anything, but speaking of experience, it has taken me a long time to get to the point. Unfortunately, you know, where I am. I mean, look, some people find their first love and get married, but then get divorced 2 months later.
Exactly.
Some people, you know, chop and change relationships until you find the right one. And I'm one to say, yes, I've had long-term relationships, but... I've never wanted to settle. If it didn't feel right, then I'm not vibing it. I throw my hands up. I'm done vibing.
Can I be brutally honest?
Go.
Brutally honest. I love you, Ren. And I think...
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I think one of the best things about you is you open your heart to someone a bit too quickly.
Oh, my God.
A bit too quickly. Like, it's Capricorn. It's like,
okay, you know me. Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So,
the first date, I lay out, this is what I want.
You see yourself.
And guys are like, No. And I'm like, fail, big X. I'm like, fail.
Because I feel like the past couple of guys you dated before this one.
I'm so upfront.
Like you're seeing this guy. Should I say his name or no?
No.
No, okay. So, you're seeing this guy before the guy you're seeing now. And you met him through Bumble. And third day, you're like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, we were never boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, but like you stayed at each other's houses.
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
No.
No, okay.
No.
No, but you like, I'll say you rushed into it too quickly. Don't you think?
It went okay at my pace.
Like probably not that specific one, but overall, like, you find yourself, because you wear your heart on your sleeve and you're like either all in, all out. As you said, it's a Capricorn.
There's no mucking around with me. Like,
exactly.
I know the dating exactly. Like, people probably find me too full on, but I don't want to waste time. Like, I feel like my time's valuable and I don't want to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. And so, like, by the end of it, I was tired.
So it's pretty much on the first day.
Boom.
You just want to know if that person, what that
can
person
fit
is
into my lifestyle
and how that person can fit into your lifestyle.
Correct. And look, I know most women don't want to be so upfront. They're like, oh, you know, what if they think X, Y, and Z? Well, they're not for you. They're not ready. They're not ready for a relationship. That's just me. That's coming from me. If I'm on a first date, I'm letting out, like, 5-year plan, like, where you see yourself, dreams, ambitions. It's not like, oh, what do you enjoy? I'm like, you know, what lights you up? What's your nighttime routine? Your dream, like, life look like? Like, I'm all about that deep stuff, like, going deeper than the surface level.
Can I say one thing? It's good that you open up all your intentions and everything on the first day.
Do you do that on the first date?
No, because I tell you why. This is where I'm different from you. I like to not play all my cards on the first day.
I deck them all out.
Because,
A to Z.
Because you want...
But I might keep one card.
Yeah. Because you
maybe
want...
Two.
Because you want that person knowing more about
you.
Yeah,
keep them on their toes.
You want to keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I love that you do that, each to their own. But I feel like you got to leave them wanting more. You can't play all your cards.
And I'll let you in
go.
On a little secret.
What?
Guys love the chase. Guys, it's in their DNA. They
yeah.
like a chase. You
That's
like
true.
A chase.
Well, yeah, I do. I like a bit of competition.
There
yeah.
you go. It's in their DNA, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're not wrong there.
Okay, so again, bring it back, protecting your energy. Do what feels right for you on that first date. The first date nerves as well. Like, have a shot of vodka. That's what I used to do before. Going on dates.
You had a shot of vodka every time?
Yeah.
On
Put on some, like, nice, sexy music or whatever. Have a little dance and stuff. Call a friend, which I used to call you before every day.
Oh, every time.
Oh,
literally, geez. Like, you'd call me and I'm like, where are you? It's like, oh, I'm at the meeting place. I'm like, what? Shit, is the guy there? It's like, no, not yet.
And try and talk to a friend or try and listen to a podcast or no, not podcast. You want...
Listen to this podcast, exactly.
Maybe. But listening to some music, like music.
I think music helps.
And don't take yourself too seriously. I mean, look, sometimes I treat it like an interview. Like, I feel like I'm...
I do as well. I legit treat it like...
In my mind, I've got a nice, like, big A4 sheet of paper. Got tick, cross.
You know what?
Tick,
I have a whole conversation with myself before I meet this girl. Like, I said, oh, hi, Jessica. Yeah, hey, Jess.
You do that?
Like, I literally have a conversation.
Like, do we hug? Do we... Yeah, you hug. Be like...
Hug.
I play the scenario, like, hug, hi, my name.
No, I literally go down to every single point. Like, I go to, okay, should I pull up the chair for her?
Yes.
Should I sit at this side of the table or the
yes.
other side of the table? Should I come a little bit late so she's first one in? Because I didn't want to sound too desperate if I'm here early.
Yeah.
So, like, I have all these little scenarios.
It's very draining, isn't it?
I feel like I have a headache by the time she arrives.
So have you taken breaks during, like, online dating? Why? Do you have self-doubt? What's your view on...
Look, I feel like online dating is a good way to dip your toe in the water. I feel like it's a good way
dip
to...
Dip your toe in the water.
Like, probably isn't a bad analogy. But no, I think it's a good way to put yourself out there.
Dip your toe in the water. That's where my head's at.
Dip your toe in the water.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's a bad analogy. But
dip your toe. How did you come up with that?
I don't know. No, look. Now, look. I feel like it's good if you're new to the dating scene and you kind of just want to explore your options.
And
I feel like
dip your toe in the water.
Maybe just jump in the water for go head first. I mean, but like I first See what's out there. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. If you don't like it, it's good that you tried it out. But if you love it, then it's something that's for you. But I feel like in general, each to their own experiences, I feel like in general, if you're someone that's after a serious, proper, long-term relationship, then I don't think online dating's for you.
You know what?
I'm just going to say, put it out
there.
They
should have an app where it says just flings and things and like actual Bumble for dating and all those apps. There should be just an app for if you just want like flings or you're not sure.
It should specify. There. That's yes. correct. It should specify.
But I know it comes up on those apps, but then they could like you know, on the bio.
You know what they should do? Fuck. We should make a dating app. I'll tell you what we should do. Before you enter a dating website, have three categories. And a category saying, here for a good time, here for a serious relationship, or here to make friends. Click one of those boxes, and it takes you to that category, which everyone picks that box.
Has that been done yet, Bumble?
If not, we'll make our own dating website. No, but that's what I feel like. If they can categorize what people want in the same box and put them all in that same category, then I think people will find online dating to be more fun. Because say if you want a serious relationship, you tick the box and then you go to the category, then you're only matching with people that want a serious relationship yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it will save a lot of heartache and being drained. And I think self-care is so, so critical during this time. So whenever I was online dating, I would take breaks and have all that investment, whether it's a self, manifestation course or self-development, reading a book, going for a walk, going for swims, like researching on skincare, researching on like health, wellness, to make yourself the best version for yourself, to have all those self-care practices in place. So when things aren't going right or, you know, you're feeling depleted, you can go back in those toolboxes and figure out what works to bring you up.
Can I ask you?
It can be so draining.
That's very true, very true. Can I ask you a personal question? I'm not sure if for women they have a set time, a set number of dates. But how many dates before you get intimate? like what's your take on it? How many dates before you get intimate with someone?
You're not just sitting back smiling.
No, because I've always wanted to know, like, for guys, like, me and my friends did talk about this sometimes. Like,
sometimes, probably all the time. Come on.
I don't know, maybe. But no, like, we say to each other, okay, if we're going on a date, how many times before we see that person do we start to pull the moves? Like, as a woman, in your opinion...
Guys just want to, like, being honest, guys just want to go straight away.
I mean, I think guys are more hornier than women. That's for sure.
They just see the opportunity and they're just like...
But no. Look, you're putting a bad vibe.
Look, okay, not every male's like that.
Not my, yeah. But
90%, 85%.
I'm just saying because...
But it depends on the person, though. It depends on the situation. And what, like, if a gentleman is a gentleman, then they'll be like, oh, whenever it's ready, like, communication, I think is a big key. I think it depends on the connection and the communication.
That's true.
Like, and the energy, the whole, you know, thing plays off.
Is that if it happens
organically?
Is that yourself? Is that when you know? Are you speaking for yourself here?
I'm just speaking of myself and other people that I've spoken to.
Yeah, gotcha. I feel like that's the same for me. Like, I want to know about the person before I jump into it. You know, like, I want to know what's their intentions. Where do they see this going? You know, they you know, they like me. They, you know, we have, like, our personalities click. We like what, we like the same things, blah, blah, blah. And if you feel, if I feel like I'm hitting her off with her, you know, I honestly would say if I'm on a third date with her and I, like, by then I would know a lot about her, I feel like then that's when it's like a green flag to, you know, take the intimacy further. Don't you reckon third date?
Yeah.
Because don't people say, like, three is...
I mean, people say all different things, but again, I think it comes down to the individual and what they...
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's about the individual.
So I think, guys, we will talk more about this. I think we should have a episode where we talk about lists and practices to actually change...
change this, yeah.
I've lost my words.
No, I was going to ask you a question, Ren, before going into it. What are some green flags for you on a date? Like, if you're on a date with a guy...
Green flags.
What are some green flags, yeah?
Well, they pull open the... Well, okay, the first one is they give you a hug and they tell you they like you smell nice.
Yeah. Tick.
Or look nice, tick. And they open the door, they pull out the chair, they pay for the bill, good banter, good chat, everything's flowy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the boxes that tick it off for you.
Correct.
Women love compliments. So I think if you meet up with a woman and they don't compliment you, then yeah. I think that's a big, it's like...
That's a big...
That's issue. Like alarm bells for you guys, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, guys, always compliment a woman. Never forget that.
Yeah.
See, some my green flags would be showing up on time. When I'm having a chat with a woman, her not looking at her phone, because I feel like that's rude in itself.
Yes.
Yeah, you're big on that too. Like, yeah. Like, if you're on a date and the woman's talking to you, but she's playing around with her phone. Yeah. And a kind of...
Girls, get off your phones.
Yeah, like, I feel like... You're there, but you're not present, you know? Yeah. And I feel like you're not engaged into my conversation.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, that's yeah. what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like you should always stay off your phone.
Yeah. But,
you know, every time I've been on a date, I haven't looked at my phone not once.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah. Some other green flags for myself as well would be, I think, if she offers to pay the bill. Like, I know guys... I know guys always guys should always offer to pay, but if a woman like inclined saying, "Oh, you know, no, look, I'll pay for myself. You pay for your meal," I like that because you know, at least she's asking. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's for everybody, but I feel like if you just say, "Okay, look, I'll pay for the meal now," and she doesn't say anything. I feel like that's a bit of a concern.
Mm.
Like, I at least wanted to say, no, look, I'll pay for mine, you pay for your meal, that's fine. And then I'll go like, no, I'll pay, it's fine. But at least, I just want her to at least acknowledge saying, oh, do you want me to pay? It's just good signs. I don't know. What do you think on that?
I agree with every aspect of those points and layers. Yeah.
And I feel like, what's it called? If she's polite, well-mannered, you know, and, you know, she's energetic, fun, bubbly, that ticks off my boxes too.
Of course.
Like, if I'm still feeling uncomfortable with speaking to her after 10 minutes, that's a big red flag for me.
And how's that happened?
Haven't you had that before?
Yeah.
It's like...
I'm a talker, but...
Yeah, it's like you're not really vibing off the person. You know, it's like, I don't know, like, say when I'm having lunch with you, like, we're just instantly just talking about anything.
Yeah, we're relaxed, we're comfortable. But it depends, like.
But I know it's, like, probably the first time you meet this person, and I know it can be awkward at first, but, like, if you're getting over the awkwardness very quickly and you're flowing into the natural conversation with your person on a date very quickly,
mm-hmm.
then I think that's good signs.
Of course.
That's what I feel like, yeah.
Start
your own podcast?
Yes, so we are using a podcast called Anchor.fm. So how you reach that is go into your search engine and type in Anchor.fm to start your podcast.
Anchor is a great way to begin podcasting. Simply download the app, start your podcast today, and get your friends, family members, cats, dogs to listen to you. Please, if you want to start your own podcast, go to Anchor, and you can also listen to Wise Words with Stan on Anchor. It's a great way to connect with friends and family. Jump on the app today. Back to the episode.
I think exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I also think we should do this app, this dating app, you and I.
How can we? Absolutely. I think we're we've got something, going with this app event. Yeah.
I think we need to talk to an app developer. Any app developers? I think we could be on to something here.
Yeah. You know what? I think if anyone wants to help us
develop an app.
If anyone wants to help us develop an app, send us a DM and let's do this app.
Or email. What's your email?
DannyBagala@hotmail.com. No, but like, honestly, I feel like we're onto something here.
So Danny@hotmail.com.
Bagala@hotmail.com.
We'll leave it in the show notes.
We'll leave it in the
show notes. I'm being serious right now.
Oh, you're serious about wanting to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'm serious.
Just joking.
I don't know if you're like, I can tell you're being serious about it. Okay.
I hope everyone has a great day or night or whatever you are doing, and wish you guys
I think, perfect week. Well, so we've carried on and on. But yeah, guys, no, thank you for listening to this episode. I think it was great talking about this topic today, because I think people need to know green flags and red flags and okay,
and also, blue flowers and red thorns.
I'm going on and on. All right. Now, thank you. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan, and hope you guys have a wonderful, productive week. Thank you.